Hello and welcome back to another episode. Maybe the final regular season episode, maybe the final episode, probably not. Probably do some postseason episodes of the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. I'm Alan Jackaway, and sitting once again far away from me early in the morning, Mr. James Bunnell. How are you, James?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Alan?
Pretty good. I'm a little, not sickly, but just a little congested, you know.
Yeah.
So, adding into the sleepy sounds and the congested sounds. So. We'll see how it goes. Probably a short one today. We're going to talk about some teams, the last two teams on our Haikyuu previews. We're going to do some keeper advice, at least in terms of players you might still be able to pick up. And that's kind of it. James, are you excited about seeing your Washington Redshirts in the playoffs?
Very excited.
Their spot.
I have to say, I was watching that game with great relish yesterday.
Yeah.
And also, I enjoyed the game.
That's good. It should be interesting. I think, you know, I've, in terms of the gambling lines anyway, I've thought that Washington's been undervalued all year. I think it should be kind of fun to have them hosting a playoff game, possibly against Seattle.
Yeah.
Who I think is kind of not good.
I'm kind of excited. Seattle or Minnesota, really. I would be happy with either of those matchups. I'm sort of surprised at myself. At the beginning of the season, I was, as you know, pretty much just checked out of Washington football. And now I'm kind of back in.
Yeah, they've been, you know, they've been pretty good for a couple weeks.
Man, they've been exciting to watch. I don't know what I'm watching anymore. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, I've been anti-Kirk Cousins for a long time, but it was mostly because he turned the ball over too much. And then he goes on this run where he doesn't turn the ball over, and all of a sudden, you know, that defense is actually okay. As we said, whenever we said it.
We must have said it.
It was a long time ago. It was one of the first teams we did. But I think even then we were like, you know, this defense could be decent. At that time, we didn't think they were actually good, but we thought they could at least be decent.
Yep. And maybe, you know, sometimes it's like they say on any given Sunday, as long as you're decent.
Yep. All right, James. I don't know which of us is supposed to go first, but I think I should go first, just based on the teams we have.
That seems reasonable.
Because I think yours is kind of more interesting. I'm going to blow through mine a little bit. I'm doing the New Orleans Saints. Here we go. Rex Ryan is gone, so maybe they can improve. Next year, listeners. That next year, listeners, is both when they can improve and also saying, it's been a good year, listeners.
Indeed. Also,
they're not going to improve this year.
I just have one question. Was the first line of that haiku, Rex Ryan is gone?
Rex Ryan is gone. Rob right. Ryan is gone.
There we go. That's the one.
Rex Ryan's also not there,
That's
but I
true.
Suppose he's not gone.
Given the, I guess perhaps the more stringent definition of gone, he might have had to have been there, but anyway.
All right, that was a good catch, as always. So, let me just run through this really quick. The New Orleans Saints defense is very, very bad.
In particular, how bad are they?
How bad are they? So, in terms of, and I don't know if you can really look at these numbers this way. I'm gonna put that out there at first. But in terms of both defensive DVOA from Football Outsiders and expected points from Pro Football Reference, they're roughly twice as bad as the next worst team.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I dug into this a little farther and found all kinds of other exciting, terrifying things. They've allowed this year a 117 passer rating, which is a higher passer rating. And you can say what you will about passer rating, but that's a worse passer rating than anyone, than the best quarterback in the league. So, like, if you could just get the person playing New Orleans every week, he would be the best quarterback in the league, at least by passer rating. They've allowed a comfortable and nice and even 5 yards per carry on the ground, which is, some listeners may remember that number that Jamal Charles got that crazy year.
That
he went totally nuts. And just everything looks pretty bad from all the traditional and advanced stats. It's been pretty bad. My impression was that they were playing a little better early in the year before they lost Keenan Lewis, which he only played for like 2 weeks, so it could have just been a thing that we didn't know quite how bad they were yet. But it's been pretty bad. Anyway, so somehow, though, they actually have some useful fantasy players.
That's exciting.
Out of all that. I mean, so we recommended at some point Hawali Kaha. That appears to have been the wrong New Orleans linebacker. Stephon Anthony has actually been pretty decent. He's the 14th linebacker in our league. Some of that is just that he stayed healthy, but he's never scored less than, I was going to say five. He only has 1 week of four and 2 weeks of five, and then everything else is higher than that. It's not terrible. He's playable as your second linebacker if you have two linebackers. Kenny Vaccaro's had like a pretty good year. He's like creeping into towards the top 10 of safeties. And I think that you'd be fairly comfortable starting him in pretty much any league. And Cameron Jordan's been okay too, despite that last week he got 0.5. You know, he's been up or down. Like he has a 22.5-point game against Atlanta where he had three sacks that's helping out his overall ranking, but he's been playable as your second defensive end for a while. And that's kind of it. I mean, we recommended Jairus Byrd, who had a little run around the time we recommended him, and maybe because we stopped talking about him, he's kind of fallen back off a little bit.
Yeah, but, sorry, Jairus. You know,
yeah, I think he just needs a lot of encouragement from our podcast to keep it going. But that's, you know, that's kind of it for this team. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do next year. They have a really tricky cap situation. So yeah. Some of these players may not be back. Drew Brees may not be back. Like, you know, this team might get pretty significantly made over in the offseason. So it's kind of hard to say exactly what you're going to be looking at next year on this team. But I think it's safe to say they're not going to be as bad as they were this year, just because it's very rare for teams to be this bad 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
That's it for New Orleans.
All right. Now on the
James, do the opposite.
Yeah. On the other side of this division, we've got the Carolina Panthers. Here's what we've got. Keekly keeps hitting. Short makes short work of O-lines. Josh just shuts them down. So nice. What does all of that mean? It means that Luke Kuechly is maybe the best defensive player in football right now. He's spectacular at everything he tries to do.
I'm still taking J.J. Watt, but you can make the case at least.
Yeah, he's got 4 interceptions this year and 9 passes defended, in addition to his
which is awesome.
Over 100 total tackles for the season, which is just insane. And he did all that in only 12 games, because of course he was out for... for 3 games in the middle of the season there. Despite that, still leads the team in tackles, which is awesome. Yeah, he's pretty much just amazing at everything he tries to do. Kawan Short is quietly having one of the most impressive seasons from a defensive tackle this year. He's, in fact, tied with Aaron Donald for sacks this season, and Aaron Donald's season has been more impressive than Short's because of every other facet of Aaron Donald's game, but he's the next best defensive tackle in football, which is pretty good. And Josh Norman, of course, we all know, is a spectacular cornerback who, for a good chunk of the season, allowed opposing quarterbacks who threw at him a QBR less than you would get if you just threw the ball straight at the ground every time you took the snap. So that's
he's been really good.
Yeah.
He's gonna he's an interesting one for contracts too, because Carolina's cap space, I think it gets better next year, but in the past has always been tight, and I know that he's on a 1-year deal so that he could get a bigger contract, which is going to happen somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Someone should pay him a lot of money.
Someone will, for sure.
He has an ungodly 17 passes defended this season.
Yeah.
Which is just an insanely high number.
He's been really good.
Yeah. In addition to 4 picks and 3 forced fumbles, which is just...
It's kind of interesting that teams continue to throw at him, but...
Given
that their other guy on the other side, I couldn't even tell you who it is.
It was Ben Benwickier, but he's hurt, so now it's
Yeah.
Charles Tillman, I think.
Okay. But still, I would think that teams would start just kind of not throwing at him, but it never really happened, so
Yeah.
maybe something about how he plays is
Is
he kind of
enticing,
goads you into throwing or whatever,
but
but
yeah.
he's been quite good.
He has been really quite good. And speaking of interceptions and forced fumbles, I just wanted to take this short break to point out that Carolina this season is, we know that turnovers can be a bit of a crapshoot, but Carolina leads the league in both turnovers forced, and fumbles recovered,
Nice.
and interceptions. I said both, but there were three things I was talking about. That was a little bit of
Well,
a
when you lead in the other two, you probably lead in turnovers.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Most likely. Especially if you lead in both, you know.
Yeah, especially if you lead in both. Yeah, so they're just they're really owning that turnover battle this season, and it's doing a lot of good for them. There's a degree to which this is, sort of unsustainably lucky. They may not be able to be this good all the
Yeah.
time, but this season, their defense is putting themselves in positions to make good plays.
Well, and their defense has been good for years,
It's true.
basically.
Yeah.
So.
This year, in most advanced metric categories, they are either the best or they are second best only to the Denver Broncos, who we know this season had maybe a historically good defense.
Yeah.
So Carolina's defense is really just truly spectacular this year. Their run defense is not their run defense. They're only like top five instead of like their passing
Lazy.
defense, where they are like one or two in every category you can possibly measure. So yeah, they're not perfect. They got room to improve.
Yeah,
But
well,
boy,
they're gonna need to. Gonna
yeah.
need to improve for that Super Bowl run.
Exactly. This is gonna be a fun Super Bowl run from them. And
Hope so.
while they're making their Super Bowl run and you're thinking about players from their team that you might want to keep this year or look into picking up next year, or maybe your league goes into week 17 because they're crazy and you need to pick up one or two more people, let's just go over a few of those right now. Well,
Sure, let's just do it.
there's the three that we talked about. You got Keekly, Norman, and Short. But in addition to that, surprisingly, you don't see this often. There's actually a second linebacker from Carolina that you can totally pick up and play who is almost as good as Keekly, which is a terrifying thought for opposing teams. Thomas Davis this year trails Keekly
Yeah.
by only about 10 tackles and is almost as effective in every facet of his game.
Yeah, he's been really good. It's interesting because they drafted Shaq Thompson to kind of replace him, but I guess not yet.
Yeah, certainly not yet. Shaq Thompson has not gotten quite the playing time that Thomas Davis had, and he has had a killer season. He is absolutely destroying it, and it's awesome. Also, safety Kurt Coleman is having a spectacular season of his own, sort of
I feel
quietly.
like every game I've watched with them, Kurt Coleman has either had an interception or had an interception that was then called back for something.
You may be right about that because he has seven interceptions on the season. He trails only Marcus Peters in the NFL for interceptions, and Marcus Peters is gone completely insane catching interceptions. In addition to those guys, the one other person that's worth talking about is the man I mentioned as just being out for the rest of the season, Ben Benwickier, who, when he was healthy, was a totally startable cornerback in our league. He of course
Yeah.
is hurt, so I wouldn't start him now. But before that had happened, he's a name you want to keep in the back of your head for the draft next year. Maybe for someone to pick up and keep for super cheap over the off season this year. And that's but then that's I would say that's it. But I don't mean it in like this team has nothing to offer. I mean like. We're out of things to talk about in terms of
Well, I have a
players to
bunch of
pick up.
players to pick up if in terms of keepers for next year that you may want to hang, depending on how your league is set up and how much they cost, right? Some of these players might have been drafted, but a lot of them might then have been dropped or might not have been drafted or whatever. So some of
Yeah.
them might be cheap if you can get them. Just scanning through the list, I think Jordan Hicks would be a high candidate for number one. Philadelphia linebacker, who was doing extremely well. He had basically a mixture of 6-point weeks and 12-plus point weeks, and then he went on IR. And I suspect he will be back to normal at the start of next year, despite what may or may not transpire in Philadelphia. And he almost certainly was not drafted in your league or was drafted cheap and might have been dropped depending on your league's rules.
Yeah.
I think Stephon Gilmore from Buffalo is a pretty good option at cornerback. You know, cornerback is always kind of a guess, but I think that's a good option. I also think D'Angelo Hall, if he got dropped, you know, every year until this year has been a player that we've been very high on.
Yeah,
kind of got injured pretty early in the year, and I would definitely be willing to take a chance if he was cheap on D'Angelo Hall kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Another player I'd be willing to take a chance on is Robert Quinn from St. Louis. Yeah. And Alec Ogletree, in fact,
say,
both of those St. Louis players.
If we're talking about St. Louis, Alec Ogletree started the season off on a tear. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was looking to put up one of the most impressive seasons ever.
So both of those players I would definitely be interested in.
Yeah. As far as safeties go, Eric Weddle was recently placed on IR, and he had kind of he was struggling sort of towards the end of the year, and I'm wondering if that has something to do with the injury that finally sidelined him. Because the beginning of the season, when he was healthy, man, he was racking up points like an upper-tier linebacker at the safety position, so...
Yep. He's an interesting one because he may wind up on another team.
That's a fair point.
I know he's a free agent this year, so we'll see where he winds up. But he's again, if he's cheap, I'm taking that shot. Justin Houston is not actually on IR, but is another player who's been injured and out a lot of the year.
Mm-hmm.
People might have given up on him, and I would think that next year I would be pretty excited about the possibility of him returning to normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we need more? That's a fair number of these guys.
We talked Cameron Wake up all season.
That's true.
For the two games that he played when he was totally healthy, oh man, he killed it. Can he have more than two games healthy next year? Hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I've got one more. If you're interested in keeping a defensive tackle, why not Kyle Williams, who was like top two defensive tackle last year and then got injured basically right away this year?
Yeah. He's definitely good.
I think that would be, you know, I'm not realistically going to be picking up defensive tackles and trying to keep them, but if you're in a league where that makes sense from a cost perspective, I think that would probably be one that I would be looking at. Alternatively, maybe just try to get them cheap in the draft next year.
Yeah.
That covers all the positions, I think. Got everyone there. That's all you need.
That's it. Hopefully you just draft everybody we just said, you'll have a killer team next season.
Yeah, or your players will all be injured next season again.
Yeah,
possibly.
One of the two.
Yep. But it's worth a shot, you know.
Definitely worth a shot.
You gotta look for those cheap players.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. Our theme and interstitial music is Dear Liza by Ned and The Dirt. We will probably do something for the playoffs. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll do some kind of preview, at least something short.
Yeah.
For some of the playoff games. James.
Ellen.
Do we have a hit of the week? I have come up with one, and now I've forgotten it.
I have a proposal.
Okay.
All right. Johnny Hecker this week.
Yeah.
Incurred a personal foul during a punt return.
I actually saw that.
Yeah. When he, for absolutely no reason, hit, I believe it was Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Pretty seriously good while Bobby Wagner wasn't looking at him. Then ran away and ducked under the retribution hit from Bobby Wagner, which was my favorite part of the whole little excursion that happened.
Nice.
All
right.
You know,
America's fake punter.
America's fake punter, Johnny Hecker.
It's been a while since we talked about him, so I'm good for that.
Yeah,
even though
true.
We don't really encourage that behavior, but we do encourage running away and ducking under hits.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and we encourage punters getting involved in the punt return. But we prefer if it's more legally than what Hecker just did.
It's definitely a preference, but it's not a requirement.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth pointing out that Hecker leads the league in punt yards this season. So
nice.
He is actually having a pretty good season.
All right. Well, good. It's a good way to go out with a good solid punter hit of the week.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, we will be back next week with something.
Who knows, listeners?
Yeah. And thank you for listening. From Alan.
And James.
Stay low.